some of the things that stood out for you from that preseason game, especially early?
Well, first of all, we went in there knowing that whatever it was, however we played defensively, was going to be a true indicator of where we are today at this point in time. We would have hoped that it would look better than it looked. I was hoping to be further along at this point, but the film is the truth. The game tells you everything you need to know about where we are. We've got a lot of work to do in tackling still. I was impressed with the effort to the ball and the way guys are running. The assignments, the techniques were sporadic, and that's led to a lot of the big plays. And in order to be a great defense, we've got to make sure that we can fit together as a team and know how each individual's technique is attached to the other techniques which are attached. And we're still in the early stage of that learning curve. It was the first time the lights were turned on, and we played for real. The speed of the game gets a little faster. Your techniques are that much more important. Your eye placement is that much more important. Your tackling is that much more important. And we came up short in that game, but it is where we are. It's a starting point. It's not an ending point, but we have a lot of work to do.
Why did Nate Allen lose the number one, working with the number one? I mean, you may have answered it, but why did Nate lose that job?
He hasn't. At what point are you talking?
Okay, so Earl Wolf has moved up, correct?
Yes, but we're in a rotation in the training camp practices. So that is the rotation of the secondary, because the battle is so intense that every day we rotate who's with the ones, and we continue to work and tweak it as we go. Now, as we're getting closer to the season, I'm looking at different combinations of safeties and how they interact with each other. So that is not a demotion for Nate. It's just the way the rotation is right now. As we continue to move forward, we'll continue to evaluate, and the starters are not in place at all.
Okay, so Earl said that he was listed with the number ones today. Is that part of the
that
rotation?
That is true. Yeah. The rotation, he was. Every day the DBs have a different listing of a rotation in their room. And all Earl was talking about is today he is at the top of the rotation. Tomorrow he will not be. And it has nothing to do with somebody beating out somebody yet. As we're moving forward in this preseason games, that'll start happening. That'll start settling in on the core players, but nobody's been demoted.
Last game, you have made changes because of the way, and I know it's only one game, where the defense played the last game.
There have been no changes made because of the game. The changes are a work in the practice schedule of the rotation. So when we hit the game, we'll sit down as a staff and decide later on who's going to start in that game. But right now, all Earl Wolf did was start today in practice like he would have anyway. Again, it's one game evaluation, but they started off very well.
This was asked before, but Kerry Williams yesterday said that nobody really fears this defense and that it needs to be tougher. Do you agree with that?
Every NFL defense in the NFL, every defense in the NFL is striving to be a feared, respected defense. And the only way you can get to where you're feared and respected is by playing great defense, being able to get off blocks and make tackles, to stop the run, to have a pass rush that they're afraid of, a blitz package, to have lockdown covers, cover corners and safeties, to where you're playing great defense, to swarm to the ball, to have big hits and tackle. That's what puts fear in people. And the only way you get to that is by playing the individual techniques and learning the defense and playing together. So it's the same goal for every NFL defense. There's not one defense I've been on that hasn't talked about wanting to be feared. The only way to get to it is not through words and talking about being tough. It's simply about putting the pads on people and being great at your trade and your craft. We're working toward that. I'm going to say no. We don't collectively have the mindset that needs to be where it is. And it's a daily – you don't just talk about it and say the words and all of a sudden everybody has the attitude. The way you get that confidence in your defense and in your techniques is by having success during the games. And you can tell we did not have that success in that game. So we have got to work and tighten it down and get better at the individual techniques, one position at a time, to where we collectively have the success to give you the confidence to have that attitude that we're growing toward. Nobody wants us to be more feared defense than the guys in our locker room. Nobody wants that swagger more than the guys. But it's not words that get you there. It's putting it together on the field during the games that's going to get us there.